Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Spirit Alive Network. This is the Faith Cafe and this is your transformation station. And I'm your host, Evangelist Joyce Carpenter. Thank you so much for tuning in on this wonderful day that the Lord has made. So glad that you joined us on today, for God is good and He's so worthy to be praised. Praise God. I'm just going to go to the throne room of God. Father, we just thank you for this day. Thank you, Father God, for who you are to us, Father God. And we thank you most of all for being your sons and your daughters, Father God, who we belong to. We thank you and we praise you that you translated us out of the kingdom of darkness and you translated us into the kingdom of your dear Son. We thank you and we praise you on this day. And Father, we ask as I minister forth the oracles of God that I decrease as the Holy Ghost increase in me and bring forth the word in power and in might, that your people that hear will be set free in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you because the hearts are prepared to receive your word, that your word will be received with gladness, and Satan and the fowls of the air will not come to steal the word, but that word will take root and grow and bring forth more fruit in each and every heart of every believer. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God, praise God. I'm going to talk to you today, and it's not so much a real profound, but it is in a sense because it's the word of God. But it's talking about your vision, the vision that God has given you. And God has given each and every one of us a vision. And if there is no vision, Proverbs 29:18 say, where there is no vision, the people perish. So it's important that we have a vision, and the vision, because God gives us a vision. And if you don't have a vision, then you have lost somewhere down the road. So God gives us a vision, and we are to embrace that vision. And it's up to us to embrace it and to see that vision come to fruition. And it's not easy to wait until for the vision, because sometimes the vision can be 5 years, it could be 10 years, it could be 20 years. I'm reminded of our father in faith, Abraham. Abraham had to wait 25 years for the promise. God spoke to him and told him he was going to have a son, but that son did not manifest till 25 years later. So sometimes the vision is not easy. It's not easy for us to walk through, but we must continue, be diligent, and be faithful to see the vision through. What happens when when visions perish, they die. You know, perish means die. They die. And we have a lot of visions and visionaries that are in cemeteries. Okay, it's full of that, full of dreams, full of visions. They did not see them come to pass because they was not willing, you know, to do what it takes to make the sacrifices, to put forth the effort for the vision, you know, to come to pass. So the vision is important. It's very important. We would not have things that happen biblically, historically, if a vision was not. The prophets, you know, God given them visions, and they spoke forth those visions. They said what God told them, and they carried them through. So the vision, and we'll see later more as we go on, the vision is for an appointed time. Now, let's clear something up here, vision. I want to define vision because sometimes we see vision just as the ordinary English word of a vision, like, you know, something visible. But the word in Hebrew, a vision, is defined as a revelation from God. Okay, so we know God gives revelations, and when he gives revelations, he gives visions, he gives you, well, you know it. So that's what is defined as a revelation from God, and we know God gives us those. Okay, he gives us visions, just like he gave the prophets of old visions. And again, it's up to us to persevere, to fulfill those visions, to make sure that we're doing our part to make them come to fruition. Praise God. When God gives us a vision, he places that down in our spirit. Okay, it's down in our spirit where we will know it. You know, because he said he puts his word in the minds of his people and in their hearts. So God places these things in our heart. And someone says, oh, how do I know it's not my, it's just my vision, not God's vision, but my own vision? You will know it in your spirit, what God has given you and what's just your carnal vision. But you will know what's God, the God vision he has. You will know that. God has called each and every one of us as believers. He called us to a ministry of reconciliation, it's meaning reconciling men back to him, which meaning we all are called to be soul winners. Okay. Now, some of us are called, you know, in what we call as the fivefold ministry, where there's apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. And the word of God say they're called to do this for the perfecting of the saints, that it perfect the saints of God for the work of the ministry, and that it's also will build up the body of Christ so that we all will be in unity. We all are called, you know, into all our own specific calling that God calls us to, but he gives us visions. And again, everyone is called to reconcile men unto God. Oh, and that is Ephesians 4, 11 through 12, speaking of the fivefold ministry and the perfecting of the saints of the work of the ministry. Okay. And when God has given you, you know, a specific assignment, a job, there's always going to be distraction. When you think about when they were building Nehemiah, as they were building the wall, they had all kind of distractions. Sanballat, he kept sending people and kept sending them to distract them, to try to get them to stop doing what they were doing. But the words of Nehemiah, we are not coming down. I'm going to do a good work. I'm doing a good work. I'm not coming down. That's the attitude that we must have, that we're going to continue on our journey regardless of whatever the perseverance, what we have to persevere regardless of whatever the obstacles are, whatever the distractions are. And these things are going to come. Again, Abraham had to endure. He had to wait for 25 years. So we don't know how long the vision is, but God said it's going to come. So in that, and sometimes while, you know, we get so distracted while we're waiting and when we're trying to walk through this, and, you know, we start looking at the world and looking at what they have, and, you know, they got a nice car they're driving. I don't have a car at this time. You know, this going on with them. They just wicked. They just this, they that. And here I'm doing all I can do. I'm, you know, I live for you. And, you know, we began to look at the world and all these things that are going on. And as Asaph did the same thing. Asaph did the same thing, but Asaph said, I nearly slipped, for looking at what's going on with others, with the unsaved. So we began to question God, and we began to just basically feeling sorry for ourselves and getting angry and wondering, why are we having to wait so long? And all it is, we just impatient, but the word tells us, impatience, possess ye your soul. And patience is a fruit of the Spirit, but most of us really don't want to deal. We don't want patience. We don't want to walk in patience. And the reason is, it's because of we in a microwave society. Everything is quick, fast, in a hurry. They want everything done quickly, like I wanted it done yesterday. So we're in that kind of world where you can drive through and get a cup of coffee and keep on going. You know, you don't have to get out of your car, drive through and get lunch or dinner. No need to get out of your car, just drive through. And if you drive through and if they're taking too long, you have people honking behind you. So we're just in this day and age where patience is just not what we used to say a virtue, where patience is not. Everyone wants everything quick, fast, in a hurry. But let me remind you, brothers and sisters, patience, we must have patience. Patience is required of God. When he said over in Hebrews, he says, you have need of patience. So we have need of patience. So God knows what he's doing. He's all-knowing. He's all-powerful. And when he's having us to wait on something, then we are to wait patiently. And I know it's difficult sometimes to do because of the fact that we're not in a patience society. We're in a quick, fast, hurry society. So, but with God, we must have patience, fruit of the Spirit, and we must wait to see the promise fulfilled. Okay? And when we get impatient and we start questioning him and so forth, looks like to me you have to wait longer. And I don't want to wait, keep waiting longer. I want to be able to receive what God has for me in the time that I'm to receive it. So all these questions and all these things come up, the impatience and the doubt, because that's all that's coming down to. It's like we're doubting and you're wondering, did I really hear right? You know, and you're asking all these questions, why am I going through this? Why do I have to wait so long? And then we always want to plead our cause and why. And then we begin to wonder, did I miss something down the line? A lot of times we haven't missed anything. It's just God is allowing you to wait for whatever reason. We are to continue on to persevere. And when we do that, we don't realize it, but we got in doubt. Doubt in some way to creep in. And so when we see that, when we get ourselves in a situation like that and we're doubting, then get out of that doubt mode. Let's look at a man of God that was a prophet, and he had been given a vision. God had given him a vision. And let's look at, he went through some of the same type of things that we go through of doubting and all. And let's see what he says here after his experience. See, whenever we go through experiences, a test, we say God will turn, and we often hear this all the time, God will turn your mess into a message. And he will turn your test into a testimony. So when we go through things, we go through trials, we go through tests, God will use that in order for a message to be able to help someone else. Because everything we've been through, we should be able to help someone else. We should be able to be willing to share and help someone else to keep them from going down a road that we went down that we didn't really have to go down that road. If we would, someone may would have talked to us and shared with us. But we can help others to let them know and encourage them, this can be done. You can do it. By the grace of God, you can do it. So let's look at Habakkuk chapter 2. And a little bit of Habakkuk. Habakkuk was definitely a man of God, a prophet of God, and he went from doubt, and he ended up going into faith, went back into faith, and just to believe God for what God said to him. Let's go to Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 2 through 4. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision down. Make it plain upon the tables, upon the tablets, or whatever your version say, but make it plain upon the tables that he may read it and that he would run. So the vision has to be very plain. So when you're looking at the vision, you're constantly looking at the vision, it's plain to you. It's no doubt about what it says. It's plain. You can read it, and everybody else around you can read it. He says, and that it's plain upon the tables that you may run that read it. So you got the vision, and you're running with it. You're running. You're not tearing. You're not allowing anything to hold you back from not believing the vision, for not standing firm on the vision of God. So you got it and you're running with it. Praise God. For the vision, verse 3 says, for the vision is yet for an appointed time. See, that's it. The vision is for a appointed time. And say, what is the appointed time? The appointed time is God's time, when God realizes that you're ready. You're ready. That's his appointed time. So, God's appointed time, but at the end it shall speak. So the vision definitely will speak. Praise God. He say, at the end it will speak and it will not lie. So we know that God's word is true, it's pure, and he is not a man that he should lie nor come short of his promise. And we know that one thing is that his immutability of his word, it doesn't change. The immutability of his counsel. When he said, when he can swear by no greater, he swore by himself, where to keep his word, to bring things to pass, to keep his word. Praise God. That's what he told Abraham. So, the vision will not lie, because the vision comes from God, and the vision will not lie. It says, though it tarry, wait on it. It may take a long time. It may seem like it's taking a long time, that it's, you know, it's just taking so long, he say, but wait on it. Wait on it. Again, I'm hearing this in Psalms. It says, wait, I say, on the Lord. So wait on it. Why? Because it will surely come. It will not tarry. It will surely come. Verse 4 says, behold, his soul that is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by faith. So he's covering here how we look at other people that just look at that maybe they're prospering in their way, they're doing really better than we are. But he said, behold, his soul that is lifted up, it's not upright in him, but the just shall live by faith. So we are the just, and we are to live by faith and trusting in God, living by faith. What God's word said, really taking it to heart. Praise God. So God's vision, when we get discouraged, and which we all do, we get where we get impatient. So allow patience to stand up big in you. So when you begin to want to kind of back down and begin to doubt, begin to remember the vision. Go back and look at your vision. Go back and read it. This is why Habakkuk said, write it down. Keep it before you. So when you get discouraged and you feel like that God is not answering, go back and look at the vision. Go back and listen at those tapes that was given to you by prophecy. Go back and listen at those. Go back and read the vision. And that will encourage you and keep you on the path, you know, of perseverance where you will run with the vision. You will not walk, you will run. So we want to keep the vision before us, like Habakkuk said, and not be in doubt, but to be in faith, to be in faith. Father Abraham and Sarah laughed when God told him that he was going to have a son. She laughed. He was going to have a seed, and he wouldn't be able to count. You know, wouldn't be able to count. She laughed, and you know, and only the miracle God can give, because Sarah being 90 years old, and Abraham being 100, then here come Isaac. So you know that's a miracle from God. So what God promised, only He can bring it to pass. And them being the age they are, we know only God can do that. And God has called us to stand, to persevere, to walk in victory, to walk and walk with Him, and until we receive the promises of God. And we know all His promises in Him, they are yea and they are amen, meaning yes, yes, and so be it. Now, Father Abraham, and he being the father of faith, I look at so how that he staggered. The word of God said he staggered not at the promises. The promises, that's the same. God giving him a promise, just like a vision. God gives us vision. He staggered not at that. Let's look at that in Romans 4. I believe it's the fourth chapter I want to look at of Romans. Abraham, he did not stagger at the promise, but Abraham was strong. He was strong in his faith. He was strong in his belief. He was giving glory to God. Hallelujah. Okay, that is Romans chapter 4. That's verse 18. Who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. Okay, God's spoken that, and Abraham, verse 19, and being not weak in faith, considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but he was strong in faith, giving glory to God. And he was fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. So we know that Abraham, he was strong in faith because he received the promise of God. and we are to take on the same strong in faith as Abraham for the vision of God that God has appointed us, he has called us to, has given us a vision. And we are to be strong in faith, to keep persevering until the vision comes to pass. Again, the vision is not for a appointed time, and it's for God's appointed time. Let's look at Hebrews real quick, and that's just to encourage you on the way here. That's Hebrews. That's Hebrews chapter 6. And that's beginning at verse 13. For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could not swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely blessings I will bless thee and multiply thee. And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. Okay? After he patiently endured. That's the key for us, to be patient, continually being diligent into the things of God, to the promise, be diligent, keep persevering regardless. Abraham had obstacles. He had plenty of them. He had plenty of them. And even after God gave him Isaac, God told him, go and offer him back up. Go and offer him as a sacrifice. Abraham didn't take any thought. He'd taken Isaac on his way up, taken Isaac to the hill. And Isaac was old enough to understand where is the sacrifice. He wasn't the word of God said he was a lad, meaning he wasn't a little boy where he didn't understand. He was more in a teenage state, around 13 to 16. So he knew what was going on. He had to, because he said, where is the sacrifice? And what Abraham said, God will provide. And God did provide that sacrifice. So Abraham was strong in faith, he was strong in patience, and he gave glory to God. So we're to be patient, strong in patience. We're to be strong in faith. Let's look at verse 17. Wherein God willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold unto hope was set up before us. So praise God. Patience, hold patience, and we're to have patience, perseverance, and to be strong in faith. And strong in faith, strong in patience, and persevering to receive the vision. Because the vision is for an appointed time. Praise God, and I'm out of time. Praise God. Thank you so much for tuning in on this day. Thank you so much for all you listeners. And just remember, 1 John 5:4, he that is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. From all of us here at the Spirit Alive Network, I've been your host, Evangelist Joyce Carpenter. And for all of us here at the Spirit Alive Network, say, until next time, be ye transformed and have a blessed evening. Good night.